this is Grebennikov holding what all this led to. It looks like he's an artist, so he goes out in the country and he takes his paints and stuff. This is like an artist set, and it folds up, you know. So normally it unfolds, and it's got all the palettes and all. Next one, please. So he basically has hand grips. He's got a left hand grip and a right hand grip, clutch cables, like a motorcycle. And notice he got little wing nuts to attach them all. Next one, please. This fits on top of this, and that fits onto the board when it's unpopped, when it's the hinges are open. And it's all wing nutted together. Notice, no batteries, no light, no nothing. It's just natural. This box is hollow underneath, by the way. Next one, please. This is Professor Grebennikov. This is the actual stand, what it looks like. So you stand on this thing, and you turn these clutch cables. Next one, please. This is Professor Grebennikov standing on this machine, and notice the shadow is directly on the ground. Next one, please. And this is when he's floating off the air, in the air, from these wing structures off these bugs. Totally natural effect. No electricity, no nothing. Next one, please. It took me, I've been on this a long time. So when I first saw that, I thought, oh, please. And then I went and translated part of the chapter, and I'm reading his stuff about cavity structures, and there was a lot more. I won't go into all the details, but there were a lot of things that clicked in my head. That Q2Net, that's what we're all about, correlation and networking. So all these things are popping into my head of all these hits. And I said, this is not right. So I told Dan about it, and I told several other people about it.